out of the past and into the present, into the dream of the future.
Good morning, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Today is Saturday, March 16th, 2024. I'm Luigi with the American Brands Reporters. That's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about the solar eclipse. We're going to talk about Gamergoit. We're going to talk about the fucking self-proclaimed leader of Gamergoit 2.0, the new Sargon of Kakkad. I can't wait to talk about him. We're going to talk about trans people under attack. Wow, it's a carbon copy of Costos. Shut up! We're going to talk about evolution of Gooey Slop. And for the finale, illegal alien who deleted violent subway nigger won't face charges. I don't quite know how to feel, but not right. I don't feel right. And this doesn't feel American to me. But that'll be the finale. And finales always suck shit, so it'll all work out. Awesome! Greatest show ever! Welcome to the greatest show ever! God, aren't you glad to be here? I'm so glad to be here. Let's get started, shall we? Let's get into it! That all backwards, whatever. What will happen in the eclipse? Picture is the girl from Guilty Gear, I think. Some anime game. I think it's Guilty Gear. Some game. Some cool game. Fighting game. Fighting games are the best! The hair girl, she fights with her hair. Her hair is deadly. Her hair will kill you or something. I could see vagina lips. Hot. What will happen in the eclipse? Brazilian OP says. This makes space cucks going crazy for what exactly? That grammar is incredible, Brazilian Anon. Thank you. Thank you for the contribution to the board. Thanks. What will happen during the eclipse? Well, you see, the moon will go in front of the sun, and it will block it out slightly. Not completely, but slightly. And it kind of looks cool, but you still have to wear special glasses if you don't want to burn your eyeballs out. But it's kind of fun to burn the eyeballs out. That's what Lou just looks directly at the sun. Don't you? That's what all the cool kids do. it's incredible. Yeah, so that's what the moon moves in front of the sun, it blocks the sun, and then it moves past it, and then it's done. The end. Very special. And there's special harmonic sequences that formulate powers of Keck that we shall harness or some shit. It'll be incredible. God, my cult's the greatest. We'll go on to the next greatest threat ever, Gamergoit 2.0. Communities and sites that currently fight against Global Homo. I knew it, and Carl Sama exposed it. Carl Sama did the hard investigative work of looking into the YouTube channel that had a five-day-old fucking video. Holy shit. He's streaming now. Oh, that's the thing. Oh, fuck. It's quality content. We gotta get into, what's the meat and potatoes of all of this? The meat and potatoes of all of this is, guys, the Steam Group was a backdoor for internet fame. It was clout all along. I knew it. I told you. It was clout. I told you. It was clout all along. And now he's snowballing off that clout to get 300 views. Ooh. 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 Oof, oof, bro. Ooh, but you have like 250,000 users in your group. Aren't all those people, don't they love you? All those 200,000 people, don't they love you? 300 views, oof. And on YouTube, ooh, double oof. Doubly oof. Okay, let's see the quality content of the self-proclaimed God Emperor of Mankind. He's the God fucking Emperor of Mankind. The Emperor's Throne. He even has his own website, DEIdetected.com. I swear to God, I am getting fucking Dignify AI vibes. I swear to God. But we're going to move past this slightly. We got the channel. Let's watch the quality content now, shall we? There's zero down dudes? Okay, I got to change that. That's got to be a down dude. Wow, straight into Steam dudes. God, I hate that. First off, I hate hearing Steam dudes in any media. Because then you're like, oh, is someone messaging me? Immediately, no, it's this guy's stupid fucking... Look, it's more! More of them! Boo, boo! Is someone messaging you? No, it's this guy's stupid stream! Now he's... God, I might as well just take a bong hit while this guy's just doing nothing. doing nothing here. Let's just take a bong hit right now. Oh, isn't this a great stream? Quality. This is a quality stream of qualityness. Oh my God. Is that your door opening? Is it my door opening? Who the fuck knows what's going on? Okay, I'll fast forward to quality content. Here we go. Holy fucking chunk! This guy's fat as fuck. This guy's a whale. Holy, I'm blocking him. He's like a fat Ken. He's like a fat Ken. Holy shit. It's like if Ken wasn't a fit Chad farmer, but instead a retarded foreign video gamer. Holy shit. I'm blocking it. Oh well. You don't want to see it. It's a fat whale. Don't worry about it. He's right behind me, so maybe it's like symbolic or some shit. This is foreign fuck. Speak English. Also, he has the game in Japanese. Oh my God, you weeb fuck. You weeb fuck. Just put it in English. The English voiceover's not bad. It's not terrible. It's not that terrible. It's pretty good. God, why is everyone so anal about dubs? They're not, like, the Persona dub is not that bad.
Right.
It's acceptable.
Okay, probably some healing items and also some...
It's worth it for not having to read text. Fuck.
Supplies.
Maybe this guy speaks like five fucking languages. He speaks Japanese, he speaks fucking English, he speaks whatever the fuck, Italian, whatever the fuck, whatever Spanish, whatever the fuck ethnicity this fuck is. I'm blocking his fat. Let's go into Vidya mode. Maybe that would be better. No, I'm so small and insignificant here. I need to be big and important. Just fuck him, I guess.
Price few, but what about all the imaginary? Me wanted to check our channel on Persona 3 Two Birds One Stone. Hello, Bookworm. How are you doing, my friend?
Hello, Bookworm. How are you doing, my friend? Hello, welcome. Welcome. Hello, welcome. Hello.
I can't wait till we get to the DSP phase of begging for cash.
How are you doing, man? Good night.
Look, guys, it's so easy. You literally throw yourself on the stream and then you play video games. It's so hard. It's so easy to do. And then the cash just rolls in. The cash just rolls in. It's so easy. Look. Look, even as the Rip Toriyama, dude. Oh my God, you grifting asshole, dude. Just to have it plastered there. For people to constantly see, like, rest in peace, Toriyama. Like, look, dude, I love the Dragon Ball Z creator. Dude, Dragon Ball Z is the very first anime I ever fucking watched, man. I had satellite TV. Dude, the first moment of seeing it is iconic to me. It's the scene where Vegeta first meets Goku, or first sees Goku after he comes from the space training or some shit. And all I remember is they shot a bunch of laser beams at Goku and they like pass through Goku for some reason and they don't understand and then he goes away. And then Vegeta goes over to where Goku is standing and there's like footprints from side to side. He was just moving so fast side to side that Vegeta couldn't even see it. It was so awesome. And that scene is just so iconic to me and sticks in my mind. It's like the first thing I remember of ever seeing of an anime. But I guess you could also just plaster a Rip Toriyama on your stream. Oh, like, to suck in those sentimental, tear-jerking wham-whams. This is not very substantive. I wish he'd talk more. Talk. Speak. Speak, bitch. Speak. Save the game. Wow, substantive. Okay, cool. What are you doing now?
Is there a limited time? I'll send the full guide to you so you can check later. Please do it. Is that a limited time for me to explore this dungeon before the dark hour finishes? One second, let me see. Someone sent me something.
This is worse than my worst stream. This is worse than my worst stream. Whatever, he's awful. He's bad, he's a grifter, he's clout chasing. They're advertising him on every thread. Look, Gamer Goit, advertised here. Advertised here. Jeez, just tiresome. It's stealth advertisement, and the Jannies are allowing it. How much did they pay you, Jannies? How much did you get paid? How many Janny bucks did they give you? Do they pay piggies? Do they pay piggies, Jannies? Do they pay piggies? What's going on? Whatever. Next fed. Trans people are under attack. No. Picture is. Dom, dude, this stupid nigger. I wish we had a different source than this stupid nigger. And it's a guy, Twitter threads are the bane of there should be like a Twitter board and everything should be moved to the Twitter board. That's Twitter shit. Just throw it out of the Twitter board. Get all the shit off the board. Whatever. What would poll be without Twitter posts and Reddit posts? Really? It'd be so much worse. It'd be so much shittier, really. I mean, we all know it. We all know it to be true deep down inside. Let's not talk about it. Developing. This is very interesting. The video game made by Dead by Daylight hired a transgender voice to voice a transgender voice actor to voice a fucking niggers can't even spell or grammar or form paragraph sentences. Fuck. They didn't show the tranny the design of the character. Once his voice was recorded and completed, they released the gameplay of the creature they used his voice for called The Unknown, which was a deformed mutant in a skirt that appears to have become a zombie by hanging himself. This is so Dead by Daylight is one of the wokest games I know of. So how this slipped in, that this had to be an accidental fuck up. This had to be them just trying to make a good, inclusive killer, and it just all kind of went the wrong way. It just all, the inclusivity just all went downhill. It all just imploded in on itself. The diversity imploded. Many such cases, yes. It's incredible. Epic if true, Hungarian. Epic if true. What the fuck? It's just them fucking themselves in the ass. It's just embarrassing. It's sad. The voiceover also said they were gonna like sue them or some shit. Like, I'm gonna sue you. Rawr. Velociraptor. But hey, bro, you signed a contract, you got paid. There's no guarantees on character design in said contract. Yeah, and they're paid minimum, but they're not paid a lot. You know how much this tranny got paid to voice this character? Probably like $200. This character of a person that's a tranny got paid like $200 to do this stupid job. And they willingly took that cash. Like a whore. Like a fucking slut. Poor bitch. I should be bastard, dick, misogynist, something like that. that was kind of gay, whatever. I do my best. I need Alda Gold's incredible vocabulary. I need his incredible vocabulary. Also, do a fucking show with me, Alda Gold, who doesn't watch my show. He should, because it's incredible. It's the greatest show ever. I know he does, because he copied it like 5 days in a row, and then he failed, and then he just stopped trying to copy me, so what? I'm the greatest. This Romanian says, I have asked this before, but I still don't understand. Dead by Daylight is at its core a horror game with 5 players in a match. 4 survivors, 1 killer. Dude, this sounds like a fucking ad. Why are there so many fucking trannies playing this game? Dude, the same reason there's so many whammins that play this game. Dude, so many whammins play this game and streamers, Twitch streamers. There's so many people that have TTV in their name. And whenever you see TTV in their name, it means they're streaming on Twitch. And they want you to go to their Twitch channel to give them artificial views. Like every person in every match is going to go to their fucking Twitch channel and linger there. Like, fuck off, dude. It's the most annoying, tiresome shit ever. Tiresome. Exhausting. Poll is obsessed with trannies. When have you seen a day with posts about trannies? I think you mean to say, when have you seen a day without posts about trannies? You stupid fucking tranny that can't spell or grammar, you piece of shit. You're worse than even I am. Ha ha! Go, Anhero, you fuck. Ha ha, I win. Everyone's laughing at the tranny, agreeing to voice a monster, and then being mad that it's a monster. Yes. Hew, very funny. Very funny, yes. I'm willing to bet they hired the actor and were going to model the creature based around the voice acting, but since she provided voice lines in a mixture of male-female voices, they didn't know what to do, so they just made this thing. They just made this abomination. That's a theory. I like it. The best thing is that it's a male character with a female drag outfit. They're throwing a fit over. Ooh. My God, the amount of Photoshop that probably went into this image is probably ludicrous. Supremely based.
Red Letter Media. This is probably Mike Enoch in Friends, because they always talk about Red Letter Media. They are always talking about it. So, of course, they would use memes based around it, you fucks. I know it's you, Mike Enoch. I know it's you. If that's true, and that's actually how it was played out, dude, it was, and it is. It's one of the best things I've heard, and I'll shake the hand of the guy that did it. Dude, it was just an implosion of diversity, man. That's what it was. It was a team effort of diversity, all working together to fucking bungle everything up. It's so great. It's incredible. Dio says, I want to hear its voice. I guess maybe I could do some investigative journalism. I don't really want to. Here's my 2 seconds of investigative journalism. This is Dead by Daylight music. Oh, that thing looks awful. That thing looks creepy. That thing is creepy, that's for sure. Ooh, creepy. Weird. That is truly horrifying. Frank. Yo, tentacle rape. Weird. You can barely hear the voice. It's all distorted, and they had to do a lot of work with whatever the tranny gave them, that's for sure. Oof. The voice actor had an epic meltdown on Twitter about it. Move on from the tranny. Next, the new evolution of Goislop. Candy bars in liquid form. Dude, these are old, but yeah, let's talk about them now. I don't give a fuck. We'll talk about the liquid Snickers and stuff. Yes, and not only that, but it has caffeine in it as well. It's addictive. It's literally addictive. It's so they can get the kids. Kids can buy these legally, and then they can become addicted to this actual candy bar. There's probably 1 million grams of sugar in this. You're literally drinking liquefied sugar itself. Incredible. This American says, it helps me get the calories down more efficiently. Yes, it's for the morning coffee. It gets you the energy in the morning coffee, but with the flavor of a delicious Snickers. Yum. Come drinking simulator, just what mutt pours needed. Seethe and cope, Romanian. You wish you had these delicious candy flavored drinks. You wish you had these fucking flavors. Dude, that's the sound of jealousy. That's the sound of jealousy. That man wishes he had a fucking Snickers flavored coffee drink. He wishes. Too bad. So sad. America only. Too bad. We're the greatest. The greatest country on the planet Earth. Get fucked, corn. Delicious corn syrup. You don't taste better than sugar. Tastes even better than sugar. Dude, corn syrup's better than sugar. It's more addictive than sugar. It's more delicious than sugar. It's the greatest thing ever fucking chemically invented to be delicious. Chemically delicious. Soda is also liquid candy. Exactly, but this is like candy bar flavored soda with addictive caffeine drugs, yes. These have always been a thing. They also have ice creams that come in candy bar forms too. Yes, they do, and they're delicious. They're delicious. You have to eat them like right there. Just eat the whole box right there in the parking lot, yes. The Twinkie Drinkies are actually pretty good. Do they have Twinkie flavored drinks? Twinkie flavored. I don't even like Twinkies. I hate Twinkies, actually. Whatever. It's cool. We'll have every flavor. We'll try them out. Yay. Delicious Goislop in liquid form. Would you prefer snowballs? Do they have ding dongs, honey buns? Hey, dude, I bet the honey bun one tastes good. I bet that honey bun one tastes delicious. Honey bun. Engineered, yes. Dio, engineered, yes. Red Bull's been around forever now, and that shit's the modern cigarette. Dude, I get full blown. If I drink Red Bulls, even for like one day, I drink a Red Bull one day. If I then go another day without drinking a Red Bull, I will have the worst headaches. Not caffeine headaches, it's that taurine stuff or whatever, man. It is so fucking addictive. Gives me full head headaches. If I don't keep drinking those constantly, you must keep consuming. You must keep consuming. That's why in every video of Styx you see, he has those sugar-free Red Bulls. Because you stop drinking them and your whole head fucking is like pain itself. Hard R says, you gotta lick the snowballs to chug the ding-dings. Yes. This Spanish Shannon says, what the fuck is that shit? Dude, it's sugar in a bottle. Fuck off. It's delicious. It's the greatest, most delicious thing you've ever fucking... It's ambrosia. It's ambrosia itself. Get fucked. It's ambrosia itself. Are Hungry Man's any good burger bros? No, they're fucking... They're god-awful. It's pretty much the most lowest tier food you can get. It's food aimed at old people with no taste buds. Old people that have, like, blown their taste buds away with cocaine and cigarettes and shit. They can't taste anything. So they... Or meth or whatever the fuck. They can't taste. So they eat these Hungry Man meals that have the flavor of blandness. It's literally the flavor of bland itself. It's salt and blandness. Oh, there's a cow getting... Oh, this is the... This is the Jews. This is Jewish people. This is how Jews get their meat. The most evilliest way possible. The Jews have to make sure the animal suffers greatly. Because they're evil motherfuckers. They're evil. God, Jews are evil. That's kosher. That's fucking kosher. That's some kosher beef. Yes, it is. Oh my God, what a humane way to kill him. Oh my God, fuck off, Jews. Fuck off, Jews are so evil. Jews are evil. I never knew until today the U.S. could be distilled into a single dish. The pizza burger. The pizza burger hot dog. Oh my fuck. It's America itself. I bet that's delicious. I bet that's fucking good. Yum. You know you want some. Pizza donuts. Holy fuck. I bet it's sugar itself. I bet that's sugar itself as well. Oh man. Ah, oh, the frozen Ramsay Walmart dinners. Oh, I have to review the fucking Gordon Ramsay frozen food, right? Oh my God, the frozen food. I've had these Wellington bites that are over here off, you can't even see them, whatever. The Wellington bites, I've had those. They tasted like croissants with beef in them. They were not very good. Oh man, I can't. And oh, he has pizza bites. I had those ones too, I think. And they tasted exactly like pizza bites. It's just, it's shitty frozen food. I can't believe he had to have just got a paper on his desk that he signed and then it put him on these things. This had to have been like, he fucked up on a contract of some sort. Had to have been a fuck up. Oopsie whoopsie. Oopsie whoopsie. Rough. Those are old and pretty good. You're right, American. You're right. We're always late to the party now. 4chan is shit. Janny's getting shit together. 4chan mod, stop shitting a poll with threads from V. Oh my God, it's so obnoxious and unbearable. It's getting tiresome. Whatever, let's get to the finale. Finale of the day. Woo, finale. 30-minute show. What a great show. Dude, my show is so condensed and packed, jam-packed with news. People wish they could be this condensed and awesome. Carl. Fucking two-hour show for four fucking news articles. Fucking... Bloated show. Illegal alien who deleted the violent subway nigger won't face charges. New York subway rider who shot assailant with his own gun will not face charges. What the? In a welcome pattern of departure from which self-defenders and good Samaritans are made into criminals, a man will be... Okay, so remember when that one guy basically George Floyd-ed that nigger? And everyone lost their fucking minds. Does anybody remember that? Is that story gaslit? Is it gone? Is it forgotten? Is it abandoned? Is it forever forgotten? Whatever. The red-haired Marine. He was like a vet or some shit. Probably something like that. Whatever. He was like in the military service. He was in the military services, and he choked that motherfucker. And everyone got up in their asses, and I'm pretty sure they charged him or something, but they let this guy go? This guy that's not even a fucking American? Why do non-American illegal immigrants have more rights than Americans? Not only that, do you know what they do and what laws they're trying to push now? They're trying to push these laws where if they commit crimes, instead of going to our prisons, which is where they should go, they fucking get deported. It's like, why are you deporting them then? So you're just going to let them go? So they've committed a crime in America, and now your answer to that is you're going to now let them go. What? And what if they just cross right back over the border and come right back into America? What then? So the guy like rapes a child or something. Oh, gotta deport him. Deports him. Oh, he leaves. He comes right back into America. Wow, what a fucking incredible system. What an incredible system. Rafe gets your attention, doesn't it? Looks Italian. Dude, looks fucking high as shit. Looks like it's on meth or something. What the fuck? This American says if he was white, then he'd be charged. He would be. If he was a ginger, he'd be charged as well. They like to get those gingers. The shooter looks like a killer himself. Well, he was a killer. He blew the... He fucking executed the nigger. He executed the nigger with his own weapon. What are you talking about? The dude looks like a... The dude is a killer. He literally killed a guy. And Ope got away with it. Random. Ope, he was defending people. What? Dude, what really happened was that nigger had an illegal weapon. So the illegal immigrant with the illegal weapon killed the fucking nigger with... Like, it's just... Oh, my God. It'd be a legal fucking black hole of shit. So they're just like, whatever. Just let him go. Just for whatever. He's a hero. Let him go. I don't want to deal with all that paperwork. That's a lot of paperwork for all that illegalness. Why is all that illegalness happening in your city? Stop it. Fix it. Fix it, please. Thank you. This American says, so self-defense is legal when you're a border hopper? Fucking bullshit. It seems more and more like they have more rights than Americans do. But it's these big cities. Big cities just... They get democratically corrupted. Democrats. I don't know why it's always big cities. Even Dallas, Texas. The red stronghold, not for long. Every big city in Texas starts going blue, man. Why? Stop it. Stop. There's just the liberal. It's the indoctrination, the Jewish indoctrination that seeps in. We must stop it. It's because they control all that shit in the big city. The thing is, if this guy was an American citizen, I'd be championing him. I'd be like, yes, he should be praised for defending the civilians in the subway and ending it and fucking blowing that nigger's brains out. Yes, awesome, cool. But the fact he's an illegal alien and he gets away with it, it's like they have more rights than we do as citizens of America. And that's not right. That's not fucking right. And they're getting paid now. They're paying them. They're paying these illegal immigrants that shouldn't even be here. And it's a whole fucking Ponzi scheme where these Jews buy these giant thousands of homes. They get these giant new upstart areas. These up and coming cities, these like low pop cities, 30,000, 40,000, 50,000. And then they put tons of new homes in the area, and then they flood illegal immigrants into those places to buy or rent those homes. And they flood them with, like, they're also flooding these areas with fake loans now. So they're scamming the system in mass with diversity itself, with all these illegal immigrants. They're doing shady ass shit and illegal loans. Thousands upon thousands upon thousands of illegal loans. It's like the car crisis, but with houses now and illegal immigrants. They're giving loans to illegals. It's insane. It's fucking insane. I mean, what is the fucking thought process behind that? You're going to give a loan to an illegal immigrant? What in the fuck is going on? That's the downfall of the American system right there. When you're paying foreigners to invade your land, that's fucking wrong. That's fucked up. That needs to change. That's the show. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Please like, comment, subscribe. Have a wonderful day. I love you all. Thank you for the donation, Fashy. Thank you for the donation, Carl. Thank you for the donation. Sewn Muttons was the one that donated the Bitcoin. Sewn Muttons, the guy on, I'm probably saying his name all wrong, whatever. That's how I say your name. That's the dude on BitChute. The BitChute on. He said he told me he was going to do it, and I missed it. So, whatever. He's claiming the Bitcoin, and he told me to change the Bitcoin address. Rotate it, Lou. I will rotate it. No problem, buddy. Thank you. I love you. Thank you for the Muni. Thank you, everybody, for the help this month. I love you guys. You're the best. Bye-bye.
I have my issues with Jesus. There's a lot of stuff I went through that I prayed, and I didn't see Jesus show up. So I had to put my experience in this world, my experience with my children, my experience with other people, my experience with my account, my experience with my brand, and my experience with the level of music that I was dealing with in my own hands. Mm. Like, a lot of times I just feel like in our society, in America, you know, people, Christians, we depend on Jesus so much that we won't put the word in ourselves. And the main thing that really that I don't rock with is like, it's just always like, I'm gonna pray for you. And it's just like, You can actually physically do something yourself too, more than just pray. You know how many threats we've been dealt? And I didn't pray my way through them threats either. I had to get up and do it myself. I had so much to do, I ain't had time to pray. Mm-hmm. So that's where my issue is, and look where I'm at today.
That's not how it works. That's not how any of this works.